We're continuing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayeshev, and the concept we're learning is Godel HaNisyon Shel Yosef. How great was Yosef's test? And we had left off with the concept that Yosef's test was an envelopment of all the Yetzirah in the world at that time enveloping him, and his standing up to the test was Bizchut Avot, and his standing up to the test was basically that he jumped out of this world. He jumped out of the encompassment of the world, jumped out of the framework of the world, shook himself clean of the physical, material world, and in that strength stood up to this difficult test. V'zeu ma'amar ha-katuv, and that's what the verse says, v'aya bet Yaakov esh, the house of Yaakov will be fire, uvet Yosef lehava, and the house of Yosef will be the flame, uvet Esav lekash, and the house of Esav will be straw. Shedoshu Chazal, that our sages learned the verse al a pasuk. Our sages said that this verse is goes on the verse Vayhi kasher yalda Rachel et Yosef, that when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, Vayom Yaakov elavan shalecheni veelechan mikomi ulearzi. Then Yaakov said to Lavan, "Send me, I will go to my place, to my land." Sheyosef uakoch shekeneged Esav, that Yosef is the strength that can stand opposite Esav. Yosef is the strength that is opposite Esav. Umishenolad stano shel Esav, and once the Satan, the opposite force to Esav, was born, kvaloni tere Yaakov me Esav. Then Yaakov was no longer scared of Esav. Amal Lavan, and so Yaakov said to Lavan at that point, shalecheni la'atzi, send me back to my land. Shebemet, that truthfully, gam kodem shenolad Yosef, even before Yosef was born, Yaakov's house was already fire, the pasuk says, against Yosef's house of straw. So what's the stress over here? Ela keperush Rashi sham, but rather it's like Rashi over there explains, sha'esh belo le'ava, that a fire that doesn't have leaping flames, ena sholetet merachok, that's a fire that doesn't expand a distance. But a shooting flame can control even things that are beyond it. That's a flame that will expand. And that is the opposite side, the side that will take on Esav. In going with this concept, at the time of Yosef's test, when the wife of Potiphar was coming and all the different Yetzirei Hara were encompassing him, it wasn't enough to have a fire, but rather we needed a shooting flame. This was the concept of Yosef's test. That the test was such, that going with the laws of nature, it was impossible that Yosef would stand up to the test. And that's what the Medrash means when the Medrash says Yosef asked for a test and God said, Chayecha, I swear by your life, Shanim Naseot Chayo, tell me him that I will test you more than I tested your father and grandfather and great grandfather. Velachen, and therefore Hayam Ra'av Hayanos B'Zchut Ha'ono Shel Yosef. That's why the sea fled, because of the merits of Yosef's coffin. Ki Hayam Haya Tzarich Az Latzet Migidra Teva, because what was happening then? There was going to be a change of nature. The sea was going to turn around from its natural course. And this could only happen rak bizchut Yosef, only in the merit of Yosef, shekafatz lemala min hateva. That Yosef took a leap above the force of nature. Bizchuto hayam rav hayanos, in his merit, so the sea saw his coffin, and the sea fled. And that's what it says in the Divrei Shmuel, in the name of the Medrash Avkir, על הפסוק והיה כיום הזה, that the verse says, it was like this day, and Yosef was coming home, and then the wife took hold of him. שאותו היום שבת היה. The Medrash says it was Shabbos. כי הכוח של יוסף להתרומם, Yosef's strength to elevate himself, ולקפוץ למעלה מחללו של עולם, and to leap above the space of the world, ולמעלה מהטבעיות, and above nature, haya mikoach haShabbat Kodesh, came from the strength of Shabbos Kodesh. Ki haShabbat Kodesh hi metziyut al-tivit, because Shabbos is beyond nature. Shehi bivchinat kol melachtecha asuya. That Shabbos, our sages said, you enter Shabbos, you're supposed to enter with the thought, all my work is done. What does that mean, that's the thought? Because Shabbos gives you that aura, that hashra'a, that Shabbos is something beyond nature. The law of nature is, you never feel like you finished your work. There's always, you could perfect it, you could do better. You've always got what to do. You enter Shabbos, it's as though all my work is done. Yeah, that's Shabbos, because it's beyond nature. Uvekoach haShabbat Kodesh, and in the strength of the Holy Shabbos, higea Yosef lamadrega shelehava. Yosef reached the level of the flame, shebekocha itgeber al nisayon. With its strength, he overcame the test. HaShabbat Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos, notenet koach layudi, gives strength to the Jew, lehitgeber, to overcome, afilu kasher hayetzer hara shelo, ubivchinat lehava. Even when his yetzer hara has taken on the form of the flame. Ordinarily, it's the flame that overcomes. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara, we saw, takes on the form of the flame. Shebekoach haShabbat Kodesh, in the strength of the Shabbos, hu yachol lehitna'er, he could shake himself clean, lemala mekol inyanei haolam, above all the different concepts of the world, ulemala min hateva, and above nature. Uvedivrei Shmuel katav, and in the Divrei Shmuel he wrote, על דברי המדרש האלו, on these words of the Medrash, שהרי זה בא ללמד, that the Medrash is coming to teach, שלאדם נדמה, that to a person it seems, שבשבת קודש, הרי הוא מתעלה ונהיה יותר גבוה. A person thinks, on Shabbos, he is elevated and he becomes taller. He becomes higher. ואם כן אינו צריך להתיירא כל כך מן היצר הרע. And he feels like, Shabbos, what do I have to worry about the Yetzer Hara? I'm holy today. Even the Gashmias is holy on Shabbos. Everything you can think of is holy, to eat, to drink, even to drink wine and Kiddush, even to binge with a cup of wine. Everything is holy. To sleep on Shabbos is holy. I don't have to worry about the Yetzer Hara. Laze omeret haTorah. That's why the Torah tells us, Vayhi kehayom. It was like that day. It was on Shabbos. שדווקא בשבת קודש היה יוסף בסכנה. It was specifically on Shabbos that he was in danger. כי זה לעומת זה עשה אלוקים. Because God always makes the world corresponding. Where you have greater holiness, there's greater potential for sin. דווקא כאשר יהודי מתעלה. Specifically when a Jew gets elevated, גם הכוח שכנגד מתחזק יותר. Then too, the strength that is opposing, the opposite strength, also gets stronger. ושני הפירושים אמת. Both explanations are true. אמנם כוח היצר הרע מתחזק יותר. It's true. The strength of the bad desire gets stronger. אך מאידך, but on the other side, השבת קודש נותנת ליהודי כוח על טבעי. The Holy Shabbos gives the Jew a strength that is beyond nature. ואף שיש אצלו עניינים שעל פי דרך הטבע אינו יכול להתגבר עליהם, and even though there are things that if you take the course of nature, it's impossible for a Jew to overcome them. הרי בכוח השבת קודש, with the strength of the Holy Shabbos, ניתן להתגבר אף למעלה מן הטבע. Then he could overcome even beyond the forces of nature. So, it seems like this is the end of the first section. We'll try to continue. He has two more sections on this. Let's see, Be'ezrat Hashem, if we get clarity as we continue. Because this concept of leaping out of the world needs explanation. And I have a thought as to what he might mean. But I'd like to leave my thoughts for last. So let's leave it with a question. Okay. And hope that as we continue, he will explain it. And if he doesn't, then I'll tell you what I think. But what I think is less important. It's more important to see what he has to say. We're learning him now. I'm only translating here. So let's see. Hopefully he will answer our questions. So what we saw today was that Yosef was the flame. And that's why Yosef was the power that could stand up to Esav. And Yosef's ability to shoot up, to leap like a flame, was specifically on Shabbos. On Shabbos, which is beyond nature, one is given the strength to overcome tests that are beyond nature. One is given the strength to leap higher. And if you're Yosef, so then your whole purpose in this world is to leap high. So then that strength gave him the strength to leap even beyond the space of this world, beyond all that is material, and stand up to such a difficult test.